Blog Talk Radio.
So I don't have anything. I don't even know if you can hear me. I'm on my speakerphone. So I'm in my studio. It's a rainy day here in the desert, very windy, and it's cold. But I was painting. It's 2017. I didn't paint but one time in 2016. That was, yes, I don't even think I was on the radio like here last year at all either. It was a tough year. Anyway, I'm putting on my Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. I love Blog Talk Radio. I am so grateful that Blog Talk Radio started to exist. You know, back in 2005, 2006, I think is when I signed up. You know, when we were doing Dance Erotica back in the 90s, if we had something like this available, I could sing a song if I wanted to right now, and you would hear it live on the internet or podcast or whatever. And the reason I do these blogs is so that one day if my daughter ever wanted to know me, she could hear me and compare that to her perspective in real time, her memories, her stories people tell. And, you know, I've always done this for her. I've always done it because I could always do it, and I was always so excited about anything that came out over the modem. That's what my dad gave me because he had a job that used the modem. And so I was blogging and writing on the internet for twice as long as most of you guys have been alive. And my dad's dead now. I hope I've talked about that here already. That hurts me really a lot. Not so much missing him because I had already grieved his passing in my life because of the choices that were made along the ways in both of our lives and the agreements and the understandings that we had that we didn't need. But when I think of Dad, I always need to think of protection as a little girl, as a woman. And my dad didn't do such a good job because he had my mom he was dealing with. And he was overwhelmed, I'm sure, by the reality that he found himself in and the challenges of the ethics that he found his structure to be placed in. And what did he teach me? And what do I know? What is this person who's a first-generation American who has no identity except for that, who sees this government and all of its lies her whole life? And yes, she has always voiced, hopefully graciously and informatively, exactly what she sees as a problem. I like to think that I tell people what's going to happen before it probably does because we're stupid like that. And we really, really need to stop being stupid like that. Because we have situations right now that require a lot of smart people to understand a lot of real things that are happening. And for that, I like to go to the numbers, the big data people, the scientists, the math. What is going on outside in our weather? Oh, it's just winter time, so we have a rainstorm. we sometimes have those in the desert. They sometimes even can last for more than 3 days because you have a succession of them during winter time. Is our weather really changing? Well, see, I talked to my friend who lives or has a place that she can live in Alaska, and I spent time with an artist from Alaska. And they tell me about their extremely evident weather changes. And I do understand that the elliptical of the earth is flatter and closer to the sun now than it was when I was a child. So yeah, it should be getting warmer. I think that's a good thing for our planet because what we're doing is really stupid. I do believe that we have the solution to help preserve what we have to sustain human life. If not on this planet, hopefully long enough on this planet, until we can create a situation where we have a similar living environment that we can survive in and thrive in as well. The reason why I came on here, Monday drive time, here in local radio, AM, I think, will be Nikki's 2-hour radio show, broadcasting on a real radio station locally, and I'm going to be bringing my perspective to my neighbors. And I know what my neighbors did to me up in Las Vegas, but I think that my neighbors here are going to love me strongly because of how many women were in the streets yesterday and how hard me and everybody pushing for as long as I have and longer, because I know so many elders were out there this weekend. And they were teaching. And they were leading. And the rest of us were wearing our defibrillators and social media, expanding their stories. Doesn't matter what you do. You just got to do you. And sometimes you have to show people how they can do them, because you can do them doing the truthful voice. And I do think we are trying to speak with the truthful voice. Children must survive. And that is most important. I thank Michelle Obama for using her 8 years to focus our inner cities and schools and parents on the food. Garbage in, garbage out. Yes, and we also learned how much we can absorb of this processing in a way that breeds health for expanding out and what we need organically. And we're finding the genetic balance of what can and can't be modified, and that everything should be labeled so that we have the information we need to make good, helpful decisions for our different children's genetic realities. And the right to know is fundamental with the expansion of genetic modifications of the natural world the Creator gave us to play with, to grow with, to thrive with. And if we don't get that balance together, we're going to be screwed. And the right to know is fundamental. Would be nice if the new POTUS would do something on that. I think everybody else is too scared to put the right to know as a requirement of labeling on every product. And yes, maybe we have to go and look up some patents and shit, but those who need to will do it and then simplify the story for everybody else. That's the beauty of the internet. And I am so grateful for people who write stories on the internet for us to share and see and to partake in and to create our reality together with. I thank Blog Talk Radio. For the beauty that you held in the space that you held it in. For silly girls like me to play on, to learn from, to reflect into, and to be a voice on the internet. Where usually it's just penises. Anyway, I don't know how long I've talked, but Monday, 3:30, I'm giving myself 30 minutes to get ready. And then, some Mondays, because I'm not doing it every Monday, I will be live on the radio, broadcasting in my little hometown of 27,000 people. In the Coachella Valley, the home of the Kaweah Indians, where they have made it so beautiful. The Morongo, the Agua Caliente. I don't know any of the other names of the other tribes except for the Torres Hernandez or something like that. Two Spanish names. Torres Martinez maybe. I don't know. They're beautiful people. They share love in the valley when they aren't busy fighting amongst one another like brothers. But when we're talking about our water is life and the pipelines they're trying to put through and the natural gas plant that they built here, you know I'm on their side. To protect that which the Creator gave us to protect. And to the water protectors, and to our walkers, and to our marchers, thank you and gratitude. May anybody who is sitting in a jail tonight, because they opened their mouth and somebody got pissed off, it never leaves you. The feeling of jail never leaves you. It is with you in every step you take. So pay attention to the steps you're taking right now. Because if you never, ever, ever have in somewhere, you have freedom. But once somebody with whom you must see with equality takes away those rights from you, you learn this planet is not one of equality. But survival. And if you can survive your steps in jail, when you get out here on the rainy days where you feel the cold, where you feel the heat, and you feel the wind, and you can adjust your shower any fucking way you want. You will understand how beautiful this planet is to be free on. Till then, take my word for it. It's worth fighting for. Stay in the streets even if you are in a boardroom. Your mouth must be full of the freedoms and equality for people you don't even know in places you'll never even go. Because they're human. And we are as strong as our weakest link. And we have to survive this planet in order to thrive in the cosmos.